What might you call a farm that does nothing but raise cows, you know, for their milk? Is there a name for that special kind of farm? Did you ever know anybody had a dairy farm?
Well, that came on later, but they didn't have no dairy farm back then. But
okay. What different kinds of fences did you have around your property?
Oh, rail.
Rail fences?
Yes, sir.
How'd you go about putting them up? Isn't that a lot of work?
Lay the foundation. They lay. Let's see, can I tell you? You lay one down, of course, bottom rail.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that there.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the bottom rail. You always try to get a fat rail for the bottom rail.
Uh-huh.
Fence is going this way.
Mm-hmm.
This way. That rail then would have lay right in, have a cross on this thing here, that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
And they'd lay it that way and lay another on top of it, lay it on top of it, right on, string it out. And they got maybe about 8 or 10 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
Sometime hardly ever 4 foot high. But just listen, as a rule, it's anywhere from 4 to 5 feet high, you might see.
Mm-hmm.
And it has some bad stalks. It has known as a rider.
A rider?
And cross a stick on top end. And put that rider across there, and that'll keep the cars from jumping a high fence.
What?
Stick and ride. Go stick and ride.
Stick and ride.
Yes.
Did you ever have to dig holes in the ground for those round things you put in there?
Those stick?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you about a stick and rider.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Did,
You dig a hole you see and let stick me this side, one this side, and halfway to lean together across like that, you see.
Oh, and then hold
and
it up.
Put a rail in that top there, you see. That's what's called a rider.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sticks and rider.
Wow. What other kinds of fences have you seen?
Well, they used to raise dry shingles. And then they would have a drive over sometime 5 and 6 feet of good timber, you know, some of it was just take a furrow and just drive that part off.
Mm-hmm.
And they call that a
Did you ever have any other kind of fences that that would keep the cattle in?
I mean, well, some people make a pasture.
Mm-hmm.
They always have a cow camp, cow pens.
Okay.
And some people have what they know as a pasture.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever have any kind of wire with little
staples in them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What
kind of fences were those called?
There's plenty of cow pens.
Mm-hmm.
Cow pastures.
Okay.
Cow pastures.
Do they ever have, what is that kind of wire? It's got little barbs on it.
known as barbed wire.
Uh-huh. Did that usually keep the cows in?
And most of the time.
Have you ever seen one of those kind of smaller fences that people might put around a garden, little white pointed fences? Mm-hmm. Do you know what they used to call them?
I've had a many fences, that's what you're talking about. A many one, now I can't call a name.
Did you ever call them like picket fence?
Picket fence is correct.
Oh, okay.
That's correct. That's been a long time, you know.